NASA has released a comprehensive study of what happened to seven astronauts killed when the shuttle Columbia broke up in 2003. The hope is this report will lead to improved safety on future missions. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
Nothing could have saved the astronauts who died aboard the Space Shuttle Columbia on February 1, 2003. The shuttle's wing had been punctured by debris during liftoff, and once it broke up high over Texas at speeds of over 10,000 miles per hour, there was no hope for the seven astronauts on board. Even so, NASA decided to use the accident as an opportunity to look for ways to improve astronaut safety. The 400-page report identifies 30 recommendations that could help in a less catastrophic accident. For example, space helmets are currently designed only to help astronauts breathe, but they could also offer head protection. In a telephone press briefing, NASA official Wayne Hale said the study already has led NASA to improve the seatbelts on the remaining shuttles.
And that is a huge, safety improvement. Again, one that would not have made any ultimate difference in the Columbia accident, but one that, in a less severe circumstance, could save lives.
More safety equipment should also be designed to operate automatically. For example, parachutes that don't require an astronaut to pull the ripcord. Hale says NASA made the report public to help spacecraft designers around the world and for the future.
These hard lessons need to be preserved. We have done that with this report, and we will certainly do our level best to teach it to the new generation of engineers as they come forward to design the future spacecraft.
That includes private companies as well as designers in other parts of the world. Richard Harris, NPR News.